Good morning to everyone.
Good morning.
Now, Christmas is an odd one to take on, given the kind of stuff you've done before. And I've noted that the show, which is called Slaying It, and A, thank you for that, because it means that my pun is not going to be the worst thing that happens on this show. I'll say where it's happening later on. I've seen a couple of tracks you might be performing there, and I could be wrong, but I do not remember sing-alongs in primary school with Backdoor Santa and Leroy the Redneck Reindeer.
No, that's right. These are gold. This is not like your normal Carols by Candlelight.
Really?
We have just found the most incredibly titled carols that you could come across. Backdoor Santa, it was in the 60s, and it was a chart-topping hit.
You didn't make this up?
I know. No. This is the beauty of it. We don't have to change a single lyric, and this stuff just, it's out there already.
Horrible.
It's all about Santa sneaking in the back doors of the neighbourhood and keeping the little girls happy while the little boys are away. That's what you have to look forward to.
I'm actually aghast at that. I'm really glad there's no cameras here because I'm just absolutely horrified.
As were we, but this is the thing. We just try to put a really beautiful harmony on it and, offset the hideous lyrics.
Oh,
yeah,
my.
It's kind of great. Yeah.
So obviously you guys would not agree with the annual discussion that happens in certain media that there is a war on Christmas and we're not allowed to celebrate it anymore?
I don't think so.
I think people naturally do anyway. There's an obligation to celebrate Christmas almost every year, so why not, just like play on that and do some weird songs. And
I think I've been celebrating Christmas since like October.
Yeah, me too.
See, that is a good way to do it, I think. You get in early. Pretend, if you're going to see Christmas-themed lollies in the aisle of your local supermarket by about August, you might as well dive headfirst and just embrace it.
That's right. Well, we've discovered that there are some serious, like, diehard Christmas enthusiasts out there. So that's the thing. Like, some people have been very excited about this show, and they're like, will there be a sing-along? And we can guarantee that absolutely there will. There will be some of those childhood favourites, but maybe slightly differently to how you have remembered them.
Do look forward to that. Well, the other thing, I suppose, with Australia, too, is we don't get any of those wonderful Christmas comforts that we grew up watching on TV, because there were no good Australian TV specials. So we'd see people sitting around in warm jumpers having hot chocolate in the, making snowmen and think, what did we do wrong?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the Chevy Chase, Macaulay Culkin kind of splendiferous collection of Christmas stories that actually have no real relevance to us, but definitely have a big part of our childhood. So actually we bring that up in the show. We sort of talk about how there's so much talk of snow and ice and everything, and that actually half the world is enjoying this like 40 degree heat Christmas. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the one nice Christmas carol that we had for Australians we're not allowed to use anymore because Rolf Harris wrote it.
Yeah.
That is not in the show.
No, good. Yeah, no. That should not be anywhere, ever again.
Rolf, just ruining it for everybody.
Look, thank you, six white boomers. Never want to hear it ever again.
No. I felt that way before, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
Curmudgeon. So are you the secret Grinch then?
No, I love Christmas. I just hate that song.
She's just very selective in her love of Christmas.
That's right.
All right. Well, the show is, as I said, Lady Sings It Better, Slaying It. It's at Django Bar at Camelot Lounge. I believe it's the 8th and the 9th. You're doing two shows?
Yeah, and they've got different times, which is a bit confusing. So the 8th is at 8 p.m. and the 9th is at 9 p.m.
Well, see, that should be fairly easy to remember. Yeah, if you reversed that, I would understand
why. That would be totally confusing.
Sorry, but doors open from 6 and people can get in, have a few drinks, have a bite.
Yeah,
Camelot Lounge, very lovely.
Yeah, they've got pizza, which is, you've got to have Christmas pizza.
It's delicious.
Look, I'm going to tell a story, and I shouldn't because I was pretty much told by family I was never allowed to mention them on radio ever again. But my stepmother's very precise about Christmas, very precise. It's very lovely. Christmas, we tend to have like a white stick tree doesn't have any greenery on it or anything like that. But a couple of years ago, she just decided that Christmas wasn't going to happen until 5 p.m. So we weren't actually allowed to mention it until 5
a.m. Just in denial until 5 o'clock.
It was quite amazing, actually. It was quite good. Yeah. But at 5 p.m. it was wonderful. It was like, hold off, edge your way into Christmas.
Delay gratification. She knew what was going on.
Spontaneously combust at 5 p.m. Christmas!
The minute I heard champagne open, it was like Pavlov's dog. So I understand we might be able to coax you guys into a song.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very excited about this. What have we got?
Well, we are doing, actually, we are going against the grain of those icy, snowy Christmas carols, and we're singing a little song that's more about Christmas in south of the equator.
South of the equator? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hopefully you can hear yourselves on headphones, but we'll just make that up if we can't.
It's very early. Okay.
Malekalikimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that they send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. The sun will shine by day and all the stars by night. Mele Kalikimaka is Hawaii's way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Wow. I had no idea there were Hawaiian Christmas carols.
Well, it's a Bing Crosby song, but
Bing Crosby appropriating Hawaiian Christmas carols.
Yeah.
That's how Hollywood worked that for so long. Yeah.
But it's a good song, so.
That is an amazing song. Guys, this is going to be a cabaret we don't want to miss, a gig not to miss. Once more, Django Bar, Camelot Lounge. It's in Marrickville. It's a gorgeous place. It's 8 p.m. on Thursday, the 8th of December, 9 p.m. on Friday, the 9th of December. Anna, Libby, Fiona, thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
I love having you guys on.